home security. So far, I've learned the Z-Wave. It just opens the door to a whole new world that I've been waiting for. I've not done anything.
It's closer than you thought, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Because I didn't want a different app for every single little thing. Spend enough time on your phone already. You don't need one little app for every little.
And Robbie, can you imagine trying to remember the username password for every one of them?
And even if you set them all the same at first, most of those they make you change it over a period of time. And you know, if you've got any number of passwords,
you know there's techie,
can't keep the same.
You know, there's techie guys out there that just threw their phone across the floor because they just heard that you can do this. And he's got 10 apps on his phone. So, yeah.
So let's go into video monitoring because that's fairly new to affordability. Mm-hmm. You've started seeing this for a long time. Video surveillance has been in there. I can always remember at grocery stores, at least almost 40 years, video monitoring, something that's always been there my entire life. I think you're lucky enough to not have had to. You could probably remember a time, Dad, when there wasn't video monitoring.
I can. It was great.
Well, it's come to our homes. Mm-hmm. You put it right on your front door, and it's affordable. That's the big thing, is available and affordable don't always add up.
Totally agree. Yeah.
So coincide is probably a better word.
There's two really big differences that you got to think of when you're talking about video surveillance. So the affordable ones, totally agree, is the stuff. And I got to clarify that even when we do the affordable video monitoring, that is always going to have Wi-Fi. That's always going to be internet-based because you can't stream HD video over the cell phone towers. You know, Verizon would charge you $1 million a month to try and do that. So those are going to be Wi-Fi-based typically. If you don't want to have a Wi-Fi-based camera system, and this is for every company, there's nobody that doesn't fall under this category. If you lose your internet or your internet's running slow or you lose your power, those Wi-Fi cameras are gone. There's no battery backup. Even if there was, your internet's still out. They don't function. So, but they are very inexpensive. You're right. So if you're trying to get into something that's truly a security system, you don't want to mess around with, well, if my power goes out or my internet goes out, I don't have the recording. It's not going to be a Wi-Fi camera. They're great. I have one in my own house. I don't have any problem with them. But if you don't want to deal with that susceptibility, then you are going to be getting into a hardwired camera system that's going to be considerably more expensive. So, yeah, I just don't like it when people look at their front doorbell camera as a whole security package on their home. And so that's where I'll say, look, yeah, they're great to see if somebody stole the package. But if you're relying on it as a whole security system, it's not going to cut it. So, yeah, these Wi-Fi camera systems, they'll still record. They'll still do everything you want them to do. But that one susceptibility is if the Wi-Fi or power goes out, you got nothing.
Where does that recording go?
It's all cloud-based. So when you hop on your phone and you get an alert that something moved, you can view that recording and it's stored on the cloud. What the cloud means is it's a server in Kansas City, Missouri, or somewhere that you're accessing from your phone. It's instantaneous, but it's on the cloud.
And how much storage do you have? I mean, if it goes off and it's nothing, do you just delete that one? And
yeah, if you don't really care about it, it's a dog walking by or just a FedEx guy dropping off a package. Yeah, you just leave it alone and it'll automatically delete itself off after about a month.
Okay, so you have about a month to storage automatically.
Right. But if it is important, yes, answer your question. Yes, that's correct. But if it is important, then you can always lock out those clips and protect them. Then they never delete.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So the most popular ones, I think I've heard the name Ring a lot.
Very popular. Yep. Yep. So when I'm competing with a Ring type product or whatever from a true home security system, I do think that it is a totally different customer. If somebody's looking for the Ring and the Ring only, they're usually not looking for a full-blown security system. So that's why I have a hard time saying that the Ring is, quote, a security. It's really to catch, you know, what we call porch pirates, somebody stealing packages off your door. awesome product for that. But beyond
that, if you want to get up on the couch and answer the door.
Yeah. Who's selling magazines right now?
Well,
yeah.
Well, on a rental property that we have with a full security system, we recently installed a Ring doorbell.
Yep, great product.
And I'll tell you the thing I like about it more than anything is other neighbors with Ring doorbells can share their information.
Yep.
And you can see when some trend has started. And
totally.
somebody was going into mailboxes through the neighborhood, this particular neighborhood.
Yep.
And so we changed the way our mailbox was configured, you know.
Totally.
And during the holiday season, we're notified. Packages were stole off four houses one block away, you know, just yesterday.
So I just had a vision.
The little Ring brotherhood, the little Ring network, I think is the most valuable thing about the whole thing.
Totally, but then it requires everybody in the neighborhood to go with that same product.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, I just had a vision. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about the difference, you know, how to do this yourself, how to hire a professional, because there are a lot of things when it comes into hardwiring, the licensing comes into play.
Security system by mail.